for difficult times because your racial issues were still fomenting in those days, and sometimes they sparked all sorts of reactions in the community. And sometimes there was a question as to whether a man even would get a trial. These are just conditions of the times, and must remember that the Ku Klux Klan had been active here, very active here, just a few years before. And there were still some semblance of it at the time.
Had you seen much evidence of the Klan in the early 20s yourself?
Oh, yes, yes. And it disturbed me no end. It's very disquieting. I used to see the fiery cross burn from my home at night, some distance away, but it was a very large cross. And Judge Alexander had been the last of the public officials not to join the Klan, and they took him into the hall one night, and when the oath was to be administered to him, he lowered his hand and would not take the oath, and he walked out of that hole without taking it. He said it conflicted with his oath of office, which it did. A lot of, and then Judge Alexander couldn't run for re-election because of it. The Klan was controlling McClellan County elections at that time by a 2-1 majority.